Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Incognito. I go by Dylan.
And I go by Rose.
Today, we would like to talk about the topic of friendships, particularly falling outs.
In 2021, I feel like one of our biggest goals is to focus on being our best selves and bettering ourselves, to have healthy relationships and maintain a good state of mind.
Yes, I think that it's important, especially after the horrible year 2020 was, to focus on ourselves and being the best possible version of ourselves we can be. So we would like to share some anecdotes from our own life to hopefully help you improve and to show you what we've learned from this. So I'll go first. So I was friends with this girl from high school. We became really close towards our senior year. We became almost like, I would say, best friends. And then we went to college, different cities, not too far apart, stayed in touch really well, still in the same state. And then she was also really close to my boyfriend at the time. So as time went on, she was really into modeling and her career of modeling, but she did want to transfer to the college I was at. So she applied to transfer. And then I always wanted to live with her. Like, that was going to be a thing. We talked about that. We were going to share a room. And then, so we already signed a lease. She signed her part. I signed mine. We paid our dues. And she was on it. So this was the summer right before, I think, our junior years. We were going to share a bedroom. And then all of a sudden, a week before we moved in.
Oh, my God. A week?
What happened? Yes. It was literally just a week before we moved in. She texted me saying, hey, I just signed with a model agency in New York.
Oh, so where did that leave you with your lease?
So it was it's not the buy bed lease. It's the one where it's for the whole apartment. So basically, there's no single person responsible. It's everyone whose name is on the lease. Normally for buy the room, you're responsible for your own room and like that part of the payment. Uh-huh. So it was a 3-bedroom apartment. And she basically was like, hey, I'm trying to find someone to fill the spot, but if I can't, I don't think it's fair that I pay my portion of the rent.
So she was planning to leave you to fix that by yourself?
Yes. So I, of course, was really upset. And it was also like, she was like one of my best friends, right? I was planning on living with her. She tells me so last minute. And then I think in a way she thought that I wasn't being supportive of her career, but also at the same time, it's a week before school starts. So then she posts a Facebook ad basically offering a room. And then I end up with 2 random roommates. She tries to get them to pay for the changeover and the fee of leases for putting their names on it instead of hers. And then I ended up living with these 2 random roommates for a year.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, it was horrible. And we finally got people we liked. But long story short, that was the end of our friendship.
So have you been in touch with her since all that happened?
No, I actually have not. So this was one of those, I feel, particularly bad ones. So later along down the road, I hung out with a friend that was mutual between us. And apparently her version of the story was she was very upset with me because she thought I wasn't being supportive in what she wanted to do and her making this big decision in her life for moving to a different state.
I guess I can see that, but, you know, she also did leave you in a very tough situation, so.
Exactly. So I guess now looking back at the situation, I could have seen where she's coming from since it's been quite a bit of time, but I just feel like in the moment, all I was thinking about was she's just like leaving me high and dry. I would have to pay for this lease. And I thought that was really unfair at the time. But also at the same time, I didn't think, well, given how many years it's been, I don't think it's a salvageable friendship. And just the type of friend she was to even do that from the beginning. I mean, I don't know if I would want to remain friends with her, but I think I am over and past the situation. I wouldn't be opposed to reaching out just to make amends. I do realize there is 2 sides to every story. And so that was a kind of a big one on that one is we it just goes to show that you could be having totally two different perspectives on the same story. But that's about it for mine. How about you, Rose?
Okay, so my story is also about a friend I had when I was young. I think we were friends since middle school, actually, and she was my best friend up until high school, even into college. And at the end of our high school career, she started dating an older boy. And to me, it kind of seemed like they were moving too fast, but not like, I wasn't judging her or anything, but she just came like really engulfed in this life that she had with him. And I felt like at the beginning of our college career, we were kind of drifting farther apart because I just wasn't understanding where she was coming from. She was in a relationship. She was ready to like get married at such a young age. And I just felt like every conversation we had was always about this boyfriend she had. And I just felt like our friendship wasn't even about us anymore.
So she basically put him above you?
Yeah, I kind of did feel like that. And I think I did try to express it to her a few times that, like, you know, it's a little irritating that all our conversations are about your boyfriend. And I actually remember she took it kind of the wrong way and thought I wasn't happy for her. She even told me, like, oh, how come, like, my other friends are so happy that I've finally found somebody, but, like, with you, I just feel like I'm walking on eggshells even talking about him because, like, I'm scared you're gonna get annoyed. Like, it just comes off as I'm not happy for her. And, you know, honestly, I didn't see it at, like, that way at that point, but kind of looking back now, I can kind of see it from her point of view.
So was he a good guy?
He was a good guy. I mean, I feel like we were all pretty young. He was older, like I said, but like we were what, 18, 19, and he was maybe like 20, 21. So maybe 22. But I felt like we were just making mistakes that we would at that age, you know, so I couldn't call him like a bad boyfriend or anything, but it was just like every single comment she would make would have to be referred back to him. And it was just like annoying to even carry on a conversation with her. So I felt like our friendship was kind of heading down south. So I think we just like ended up getting in this big argument one day, and all her feelings came out. And that's when she like really told me like she just felt like I wasn't happy for her. And that's how her boyfriend had felt too. And,
Oh, he had opinions about you.
He had opinions. And then I, had to go to school the next day and we like we took the same classes. So I had to see her.
And him?
Yeah. Like,
oh
yeah. So it's just really awkward. And, I just saw them walk past me and I just like pretended like I didn't see them. So that was the end of our friendship. And we didn't talk for a good, like 3 years.
3 years, that's a long time.
I know. And I mean, I did like think about her every now and then, and I did miss our friendship because like she was a good friend, and maybe I just didn't understand where she was coming from. Like, I wasn't in a serious relationship like her, and maybe if I had a boyfriend at the time, maybe this wouldn't have happened. So I think after 3 years, she ended up reaching out to me, and we kind of just acted like nothing happened, and I feel like that is a bad trait of mine. I'm just like really non-confrontational, and we just like pretended nothing happened and just went back to being friends again.
Just like that?
Just like that, and it kind of reminded me why we stopped being friends in the first place. I felt like nothing had really changed between us because nothing was really addressed when we started talking again, so there was just like a lot of unspoken emotions and nothing was really solved. So I felt like when we reconnected, everything went down south again just because like we never resolved anything in the first place. And I felt like we were kind of in the same position we were 3 years ago.
So how long did it take to like go down south?
I feel like it didn't take me too long. I want to say like a couple months in.
Oh, wow.
I was just like, okay, like this seems familiar. I don't like where I'm at in this friendship. And another bad quality of mine is like I said, I'm not confrontational. So I kind of just like stopped talking to her. I never told her like, I don't like how our friendship was, or like, I feel like nothing changed. And I guess she sensed that I didn't want to be her friend anymore. So, you know, nothing, we just stopped talking.
Okay, so when you say stop talking to her, was it like, oh, she sent you a text and you didn't reply, or like?
Yeah, it was like, she sent me a text, didn't reply, or like, she'll try to make like plans to hang out, and I would just kind of lie and tell her like, oh, I'm busy. Or, you know, it just eventually, I think she just got tired of asking me because I was just like avoiding her. And I do feel really bad, like looking back at it now that I am older, like that was really petty of me. Like I should have just said something. But again, we didn't talk for like a couple years. I want to say this time it was like a year and a half. And then,
but I can understand, because before when you said you expressed your opinions, it kind of backfired on you.
Yeah. But I feel like now after this like year and a half of not talking, and now that we are a little older and like, I feel like she's matured a bit and I've matured a bit, our friendship now has really changed, and I feel like she's more understanding. And I don't know if that me having like a boyfriend now and her being married has anything to do with it. Like we kind of are on the same page in life where I can relate a little bit more to her. Or we're a little older and like able to understand that even if our lives aren't completely the same, you know, we can still find some common ground and like still be civil and be friends.
So that is a topic I would like to segue into. I don't know. I would just like to get your opinions, Rose, about, I guess, how do you feel about relationships and friends? Like, what do you think? Like, you know, those people who prioritize the relationships, but like, do you think, like, how you being in a serious relationship? Okay, so Rose is in a serious relationship. I used to be in something serious, but ever since then I've just not wanted to get back into something. But I feel like I've always been the type of person where it's like, you know, like, not put your friends first, but don't be that girl who's always like, oh, well, if he's not busy, then I'm gonna hang out with you only because like he, or well, if he is busy, I will hang out with you. Like, I don't think it's fair to your friends if you're always just putting one person above the other. Like, at least, you know, maybe bring him along every now and then, or set aside times for your friends that are just for your friends only. So, like, from your perspective, like, how do you feel being in a serious relationship?
I feel like it's a little different with me just because, you know, we are in a long distance relationship. So I feel like we do kind of live separate lives, to where I'm not like attached to him at the hip where I have to bring him to every function. Me personally, sometimes it does get a little annoying with those friends that I have that are in serious relationships that feel like they have to bring their boyfriends everywhere. Especially like the boyfriends that don't really make an effort to talk to their friends. It's like a little weird and awkward. But maybe, you know, I feel like we are talking about there's different sides to every story. So maybe he feels like we're unwelcoming, and like maybe we feel like he's not being welcoming. So, you know, something we need to work on. But I just feel like I think it is important to set aside time for your friends, and also time aside for your boyfriend. And it's not always like a, oh, I have to bring him everywhere and like we're a package deal kind of thing. What are your thoughts, Dylan?
I do agree. When I was in a long-term relationship, I feel like I tend to have brought him to everything. I feel like that was good and bad. Like, he was involved in my life a lot. But I feel like we became like almost like one, where like we always came to all of my friend functions together. And then he kind of just didn't really hang out with his friends in general. So it was almost like his life, or my life, became his life in a sense. So I feel like that wasn't the most healthy. And again, we were mostly long distance because I dated him in college. But I do feel like that did help me, because I could live my own life and then he could live his own life. But then that also makes it like a hard time to mash together. Like, So right now, me and Rose are roommates, and then she has a long-distance boyfriend. So it's like, we've been very busy with our lives right now. So I feel like we haven't got a chance to fully know your boyfriend, but we do have, like, other people involved in our life who do have serious boyfriends who are currently here. So it is a challenge, I feel like, balancing one another. I mean, I can see where both people are coming from. Like, I do get that you would want to spend time with your boyfriend, especially since you don't see him a lot. But I do think, healthy-wise, it is important to have separate friend groups and also, like, mutual friend groups. I know that can be a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe people, not everyone has that. But at the end of the day, to me, I feel like not everything is certain. So it's, once you break up, I feel like you're bound to choose one side or the other. But I don't know. That's my opinion. What do you think?
Well, you do have a good point there. I don't know. I do feel like it is healthy just to, like, you know, not always be kind of one with your boyfriend. Like you said, not everything is certain, but we don't want to think pessimistically or anything like that. But I just feel like, you know, I would like to take my friends' feelings into account. Not that they wouldn't like my boyfriend or anything, but sometimes they do just want to hang out with, like, you alone and not you and your boyfriend, if that makes sense.
It does. It totally makes sense. And I think that's good that you, being in such a long-term relationship, can still see that. I feel like others do not. But it is important, I think, fourth caring. I mean, once you're married, I feel like it's a whole different story. Then yeah. Your life becomes one. Like,
that's true.
That's fine. Like, but I think when you're still in the dating phases, even if you're in a serious dating phase, it's still fun to have your girl time and time to yourself. Because honestly, once you get married, I feel like that time becomes
you time or us time, yeah, instead of you time. So.
Yeah, so I think it's good in that point of your life to just stay you.
Okay, so should we circle back around to maybe talking about friendships and falling outs and how we're going to move forward maybe in 2021 and onward with friendships?
Yes, I think that's a great idea, Rose.
Okay, so Dylan, tell me, what do you hope to accomplish with your future friendships and maybe go about possible falling out in these friendships?
So I think I can speak for myself and for you, Rose, when I say I think we're both non-confrontational and we both are very more inclined to choose the path of it's easier just to have a falling out, like drop that person. Like, I mean, were they really even a good friend? We have those thoughts like, what do we have to lose? Like, we can just move on. But I do think it's important to keep in mind there are three sides to every story. I like to say there's her side, your side, and then the truth. So I just think it's good to keep in mind that you may be thinking a certain way, but they might have a totally different perspective of what happened. What do you think, Rose?
I agree. Like you said, I am pretty non-confrontational and I do just like to take the easy route and just, you know, like you said, say maybe they weren't a good friend. I don't need their friendship and just call it quits there instead of actually hashing it out and figuring out what went wrong and trying to fix it. So I think moving forward, it is important for me to actually address like the underlying problem before moving forward instead of just pretending like nothing happened and, you know, you still have all these underlying issues that have never been fixed and, you know, the same problem happens again.
Yes, I do think brushing things under the rug definitely leads to passive aggressiveness.
Yes, and we are, you know, really bad at that. So in 2021, we're trying to be more honest and upfront about our emotions and, you know, not be passive aggressive because no one likes that.
I think that might be a immature coping mechanism.
Wouldn't
you say, Rose?
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly with that.
So as we age, I guess we're figuring out like, A, we're getting older. And so I think we need to start handling things more in a mature situation. And honestly, like, as we're getting older, we do have less friendships that are closer and like, we don't want to just throw all of them away just over one thing. So
I agree. And then you just find yourself kind of lonely with no friends and you wonder where it all went wrong when, you know, you knew the answer all along that, yeah, you know, you had just all these issues that you just didn't want to address.
And then also just, I feel like another takeaway is just put more effort into a relationship. Like, it's not that hard to reach out and say, hey, do you want to talk, or FaceTime, especially now with COVID, so probably FaceTime, but it's not that hard to catch up with someone, ask how they're doing.
I agree. Like, what do you have to lose? You know, you're probably making their day by reaching out, and now your friendship is getting stronger because you guys got to sit down and talk.
So we hope all of you can make these changes as well, if not at least, you know, start on the path to being your better self.
Yes, and may 2021 bring better versions of ourselves, and thank you so much for listening.
We'll see you on the next podcast.